Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Kofi Bartels. We're talking air quality in Lagos. We would like to know from you what the quality of air in your part of Lagos is, as simple as that. We all know what the Lagos State Government has been putting out through the Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency, where the government is calling or has called on residents of the state to be cautious and to make conscious choices because of the data they have, which is telling them that there's some sort of unhealthy air in some part of the state. And before we go to you listening to us this morning, because we want to hear from you with your feedback on the air quality where you are, I would like to introduce our guest this morning, a quick one, before he goes on to his next interview. He is the chairman of the Lekki State Urban Forest and Animal Shelter Initiative. He's also host of Green Hour on Nigeria Info FM. He's an author, he's a singer, he's a scriptwriter. I want to say good morning to Mr. Desmond Olumuyiwa Majekodumi. I hope I got that right. He's also an electroacoustic engineer. Good evening. Good morning to you, sir. I hope I got it right, please.
You got it right all the way. Good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners.
Thank you very much. What does an electroacoustic engineer do? I'm sorry, I'm just hearing that for the first time.
Okay, yes. People who do electroacoustic engineering are people actually who are involved in different parts of the whole process of arranging how sound sounds.
Oh, I see.
which means that, you know, it's all the way from, you know, things like soundproofing, but also it gets into the recording studios, and they end up being producers of music as well.
Fantastic.
So it's a pretty broad spectrum field.
I need to have a sit down with you, sir. Okay, fantastic. I had an interview some time ago with you, and I called you the environmental evangelist because you sound like a preacher when you talk about the environment. You're so passionate about the environment. I don't think that we could have chosen a better person to, you know, just speak about this. And thank you very kindly for your time. What's your take on this information put out by LASEPA, which is the Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency or authority, regarding the air quality index for parts of Lagos State, including Apapa, Lagos Port, Ikorodu, and other parts of the state?
Well, it's very good that at least they're putting that information out, because in days gone by, the information wouldn't have been available. And I must say, you know, the Minister of Environment in Lagos State are being very, very proactive. In fact, they're being pretty gung-ho. The commissioner himself is really getting out there and doing the job, because he obviously understands the importance of preserving the environment. He understands the description of environment. You know, we call it environment, but it's our life support system. And the most crucial part of it is from the air. You know, it's what supplies our oxygen. It's what supplies everything that we need for a healthy life. So it's very good that they're putting these warnings out. But that's only a small step in the right direction, because what needs to be done is to ensure that they don't have to put the warnings out. And Lagos still has the potential of being a pretty clean air space, because there's a lot of wind, there's a lot of offshore wind coming in. So we could have cleaner air if we just stopped polluting the air to the extent that we are. And this is where the major issue is. There's far too much pollution going on in this state, in this country, in fact, not just Nigeria, all over the world, but definitely there's far more than needs to be in Lagos. Far, far, far more.
All right.
And the reason should be pretty clear.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you next. What is, because, I mean, I lived and worked with Mr. Magic Academy in Port Harcourt for several years, sir, and we had this issue with the soot. You know, yes. So
terrible,
really terrible. Now, for Lagos State, yesterday, I in the house, you know, I walk barefoot. I don't wear flip flops inside, and I noticed that under my feet reminded me. When I looked at my feet under, it reminded me of my days in Port Harcourt.
Wow!
And I got afraid. Yeah, I got a bit afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had to close the windows. What causes the poor quality in Lagos?
Well, I'm gonna play an audio for just a few seconds. Hope it comes through.
All right.
You hear that? That is the generator. In my compound.
Oh wow!
Come on! It's so totally unacceptable. I mean, it's bad enough that the vast majority of the electricity for Nigeria comes from burning fossil fuel, okay? Either they're burning diesel or they're burning gas, and in some cases, very rare cases, petrol. That's for the main grid electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times does the main grid keep breaking down, keep collapsing? In our state alone, yesterday, it happened about 3 times. Day before yesterday, it happened about 7 times. And this is a reoccurring story all over the place. And it's not just this year. It's not just last year. It is going. This thing has been going on for years and years. In fact, quite some time back, there was a musician called T-Mac. There is a musician, top musician. He released a song called "Nepa, Oh Nepa, You Let Us Down Again." That was the chorus of the song.
Mm.
He released this song over 35 years ago because of power failure in Nigeria, in Lagos. And the same thing is still going on. Okay, now, when you have those power failures, obviously, you know, people to run their businesses, to let their homes be a little bit comfortable, they have to burn fuel from their own generators. So you're bringing the pollution almost right onto your doorstep. As I said, it's bad enough, you know, when the main grid is pumping enough, but they're usually in some far-off area and it goes into the sky. It's not acceptable, and over the long term, it causes problems. But if you really want the people to have major health issues, and I come from a medical family, and believe you me, the amount of health issues that are attributed to the toxicity of the atmosphere, it is skyrocketing. And guess what, my dear brother, guess what? It affects the children the most.
Yeah.
Because they breathe in far more than we do. You know, children have a very rapid breath cycle, and also they're more susceptible to the different things that can happen when you breathe in these toxins, because we're burning generator fuel all over the place, either diesel or petrol. It's totally inexcusable. In fact, I mentioned it on my program just 2 weeks ago that if I had been a leader responsible for this, that a country like Nigeria that has all the ability to have electricity 24/7, if I had been in any position of leadership during that last 38 years and this was still continuing, I'll come out onto the street, I would lie down, I would do ballet for the whole nation and beg for forgiveness that I was not able to supply steady electricity 24/7 in this great country, Nigeria. It's you know, it's that bad, and it's that inexcusable, because not only is it impacting so badly on the economics, on the businesses that people have, but it's impacting on their health. As you said, the air quality is so bad that your own feet in the house, in your own house, you know, it's inexcusable.
You know, I it just reminded me, though I know that, you know, because of the dust, you know, maybe the Harmattan has increased and everything, but that may be why. But what's something that also got me thinking, Mr. Magic called me on Thursday or Wednesday last week, when the sports guys were on the air, I stepped outside and it was 7 a.m., you know, but Uncle Jimmy Disu, you know, said to me, the weather looks like it's 6 a.m. And in my mind, I was, maybe it wants to rain or something. But I now said, in my mind, something just flashed back. Like, I remember the days in Port Harcourt where it'll be 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and there's a cloud hovering the city, and it's not from the sky. It's actually pollution.
Mm.
And everywhere looks like it's about to rain, but that's not it. My mind just went back there, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we be a bit relaxed about this? To say to ourselves, okay, it's probably Harmattan is bringing some of this dust away, and that's why we're having poor air quality in Lagos.
Okay. So the Harmattan is making the air look a lot hazier, and that brings a lot of dust, and the dust is really not generally harmful as all as the air pollution that comes from burning this fossil fuel. The dust is, you know, we've been having this for centuries and centuries. It's not that harmful. Some people are a bit more susceptible to it. So if the Harmattan dust is very strong, they should be cautious. And these days, you know, we're used to wearing a face mask now. It's not, you know, such a bad thing to go around with your face mask if you're susceptible under normal Harmattan. But according to the statistics, and thank God, you know, that Lagos is waking up to this reality. It's a huge job because they're coming up with these very valid, good statistics. They have measuring stations all over the place so they know where the good quality is, where the worst quality is, and so on. But according to these statistics, because they measure, and they measure air particulates, they measure the different air gases that are in a certain area. And according to the statistics, it's not good. It's not healthy at all. So definitely a lot more needs to be done. And you know, my brother, we can actually bring this into the spiritual realm. Because what is going on, it operates in the physical, but it also has connotations in the metaphysical. And basically, I'm just talking of, you know, action begetting reaction, okay? Action begets reaction. There's a reaction to every action. And this goes on in the physical with nature. You know, you plant cassava, you ain't going to harvest cocoyam. You're going to harvest that cassava. The metaphysical. It's there in all the scriptures. God is not mocked whatsoever, a man so surely shall he reap. It's there in the Holy Bible. It's there in the Holy Quran. It's there in the Bhagavad Gita. It's there in the Jewish Shustras, law of karma, law of retribution. And you see, if you're a leader, the responsibility of being in that position that you can make a decision that will affect millions of people. So you better make sure, for the sake of your own soul, that decision that you make impacts the people positively.
All right.
I'm making a decision that gives us all this pollution all over the city, and then children are dying. Boy, no wonder out of my head, I tell you, man.
Mr. Badger, could it be, to guess what, Donald Trump may yet become American president again, so it might just get worse. But God help us.
God help us.
But apart from generator pollution, cost pollution, lead pollution, do we have other sources of pollution in Lagos State? Air pollution.
Yes, so very, very, very similar. And the cause of it is also very similar. And that is the type of vehicles that are allowed on our roads. God help us there too. Because they're burning the same substance, you know. I mean, if I bring a generator into that studio and spark it, nobody's going to stay in the studio. Or if I take a big hose from the exhaust of my car and bring the hose into the studio and turn the car engine on, you're not going to stay there because it's giving out poison.
Yes.
And there's different levels. You know, some cars with catalytic converters and so on, it's less pollution. It stays polluting, it's still deadly, but it's less. But some of the cars that are allowed on our roads here, it is totally inexcusable. And again, the people who are allowing this, because these cars are supposed to have MOT. My vehicle, I had to go for MOT, or obviously it passed everything, flying colors. And then the other day, just 2 weeks ago, I entered the Korope. Wow, my heart just went out to the people of Lagos, to the long-suffering people. The door was wide open, and you could just see the smoke pouring out of the exhaust, and then the vehicles that were passing us by, especially some of these lorries. It was like smoke screen. One lorry came along, smoke screen. You could hardly see through it.
This
is totally unacceptable and inexcusable. And it is damaging to people's health. So vehicles as well is also a major cause.
You know, some of these trucks, you know, when we're driving to work in the morning, sometimes if we have to come from the house, you can't even see anything. So you have to be careful. I wanted to talk about the lack of green spaces and green areas in Lagos. And some parts of this state, you know, government allows people to build houses. It's a concrete jungle. You go to Lekki, all these estates in Lekki and all these places, there's no space between the houses. Why? How is that able to happen?
Greed. That's it. That's the greed motivation moving on the fast lane. And the people who are aggravating this. They're playing a very dangerous, dangerous game. I grew up in Lagos. I was born in Lagos. I was born near what we call Trafalgar, Lagos Square. It was called the Race Course. That was a green space. They had Ikoyi Park, which was a huge green space there. Lovely, lovely by the lagoon. It was converted to the Park View Estate. And guess what?
Oh my.
There's no park to even view from that place. High-rise buildings all over the place. They just desecrated it, man. And you have to have green space in the city. I mean, okay, London. London is one quarter. In fact, it's more than 25% of London is green space. And why I point out London, because it's not the only one. Is it Nairobi? Is it even Accra? Other cities in Africa? Because the value, the land value of some of those green spaces in London, my Lord, we're talking of billions of pounds. Billions of pounds. But you dare not go in there and even cut a branch from any tree in that green space, let alone think of, you know, subverting some kind of regulation that you can go and build on it. Forget it. You will be arrested immediately because, you know, the system is working there. You know, the people responsible realize the job description. That is, they are civil servants and they're serving the people, and they serve the people diligently, because if they don't serve the people diligently, then the people politely ask them to please, you can retire now. They've done that to two prime ministers over the last few years. So the democratic system is at work there, especially in the local government level.
I think if they try it in UK, they will have to face the Extinction Rebellion group. And their antics.
I tell you, they're in trouble.
And their antics.
But luckily, again, we're seeing, you know, again, with this this commissioner of environment in Lagos, I love what he's doing. And he's obviously been backed by the governor. And so, you know, it's getting tougher to do that kind of nonsense even in Lagos now. So let's hope and pray we can bring some of the green back into this great city.
All right. Mr. Magic, please, in a minute, just what do we need to do going forward to remedy the situation? Because I'm looking at the air quality index, you know, from Air Visual, you know, which I've gotten used to using, and it's not too good. It's very unhealthy. The AQI is 258.
Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad in certain areas. Well, let's tap into that. And if you know, if you don't have access to that kind of information, you can tell, you know, just by looking up and seeing how the cloud, you know. So try to, you know, if you can, keep your windows as closed as possible. And if it's really bad, or if you have any sort of issues with your lungs and so on, especially the children, there's no harm in wearing a face mask. And that's just the immediate thing. And the other thing is to really, really appeal and to demand, you know, from the ruling authorities that this must be wiped out. You can no longer have this kind of pollution in the cities, and especially from the main grid. Good news is, I hear Lagos is going to have another main grid generation system going somewhere in Lagos soon. That needs to be fast tracked so people are not using their generators, and also the MOTs don't allow these smoky cars on the road. It's bad. And if you allow it and you're responsible for allowing it, it comes back to you. God is not mocked.
All right, Mr. Desmond Magyekurume, it's been a pleasure, a real pleasure having you on the program this morning, you know, with your tight schedule and all that. We really appreciate your time, and we hope to have
you
again.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. You too. Okay, he's an environmentalist, of course, not just an environmentalist. He's also an electroacoustic engineer. He's a host of Green Hour on Nigeria Info FM. Desmond Olumuyiwa Magyekurume, had him there. Let's go for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take your thoughts on and your reports on the air quality in your part of the state. I've looked at it this morning. It's not good. It's not pretty. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're back. It's still the Morning Crossfire. Good to know you're there listening to us. My name is Kofi Bartels. Check time, or time check, 37 minutes gone past 8 a.m. Today is Monday, the 29th of January, 2024. We're here driving you into your day with interesting conversations that matter. Right here on 99.3 Nigerian for Nigeria's number one sports news and talk radio station, award-winning. The awards say so. and I will continue to be here for you, and we will continue to be that. Hoping you're having yourself a wonderful day wherever it is you're listening to us from. You're on the road, leaning on your car, you're in traffic, you're in the office, you're at home. We're glad that you're listening to us. Now it's over to you and time to hear from you. Of course, we had the experts speak, but we want to hear from you, those of you who are stakeholders in all of this, because you are the residents of Lagos. That's if you're listening to me or listening to Nigeria Info in Lagos, you're on the receiving end. We'd like to know what the air quality is like in your area, just from what you can see, you know, with your eyes, what you're breathing in. I know that, and I know a number of people who have come down with sore throat, cough, catarrh, itchy throat, you know, stuffy nose, and all that in recent weeks. I hope that we don't end up, you know, how that blowing it out of proportion, okay? But while I was in Port Harcourt on this Stop the Suit advocacy and campaign, I used to keep my eye on Lagos, and I used to notice that apart from Onitsha, I think Lagos was another place that had a poor air quality. But I don't know if it's increased now with the whole Harmattan thing. Think about it, Harmattan in January. That's why we need to protect the environment, because I mean it's messing with the whole cycle of the seasons. You know, Harmattan in January into February, my God. Whilst we're having a conversation with Mr. Desmond Magyakodumi, I checked the AQI for Lagos this morning. Generally speaking, it's at 258. 258 is what I saw. And if you look at the chart, you know, if you look at the air quality chart, to try and understand what exactly it means, that 258 is just the penultimate level. Okay, it is the penultimate level. It's colored purple. You have the green, you have the yellow, you have the amber, you have the red, you have the purple, you have the brown, or is it gray? I think it looks like it's somewhere in between gray and brown. So the green is from 0 to 50 AQI. AQI is 0 to 50. Yellow is, that's good. All right. And then if you want to look at the PM2.5 component of the air, that's a particulate matter. It should be between 1 to 12.0. Now, moderate is colored yellow from 51 to 100 AQI with the PM2.5 of 12.1 to 35.4. Okay. Now, what they say, the experts say for the good, that's the green. Sorry about that. Experiment. What the experts say about the green is that the air quality is satisfactory and poses little or no risk. Yellow, that's moderate, 50 to 100 AQI, with a PM2.5 of 12.1 to 35.4. They say that sensitive individuals should avoid outdoor activity as they may experience respiratory symptoms. You know, sensitive individuals. The rest of us can go along. You know, then when it gets to the amber or orange, you want to call it that. Color of AQI 101, sorry, to 150, they call it unhealthy for sensitive groups, and they say that the general public and sensitive individuals in particular are at risk to experience irritation and respiratory problems. Now, when you begin to worry really seriously, I think for everybody, should be the red. They call it unhealthy, AQI of 151 to 200, or PM2.5 of 55.5 to 150.4. There, they say it's increased likelihood, or there's increased likelihood of adverse effects and aggravation to the heart and lungs among the general public. Then, where we are today, what I checked while Mr. Magyakodumi was on, this is the purple level. They call it very unhealthy. They label it very unhealthy. That's an AQI of 201 to 300. And I checked. My location in Lagos is 258. You know. So the AQI of 201 to 300 is labeled very unhealthy. And there you see that they label. The person's wearing like a gas mask or something. The PM2.5 under that is 150.5 to 250.4. And they say it's the general public will be noticeably affected. Sensitive groups should restrict outdoor activities. And what we have is around that is 258 AQI. And the PM2.5 is 208. The PM2.5 is 208. Currently for my part of Lagos. And it is almost at the highest level. They say that a PM2.5 concentration in Lagos as we speak this morning is currently 41.6 times. As at the time I measured it, sorry. It's currently 41.6 times the WHO annual air quality guideline. All right? 41.6 times. So I think anyone who commends, not thanks, but commends the La CEPA and the Ministry of Environment for themselves putting their neck on the chopping block, I think they're not wrong. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
Okay, my name is Michael Oba.
Michael, your voice sounds familiar.
My area is not fantastic. I don't know how to measure it, unlike you. And Magicum Jumi is one of the best things that have happened to Nigeria. I've had the privilege of meeting him on two occasions, and he's doing more than required. Finally, I also want to say that we are all responsible. What legacy are we leaving for our children? It depends on the very little things we can do today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you calling in. 0700-993-993-993. It's the number to call. Female listeners who might find it difficult getting through that number, through to that number, can call 0201-465-7190. This is a health issue, and you can't bash government because government are the ones already informing you about it. That's the beautiful thing about how government works. Good morning.
Good morning, Coffee Butter.
Welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Pastor Ladipo, nice to hear from you. Please go on.
Well, I may not know how to measure it fully like you from my area here, but I just noticed that it's a bit cloudy and look dusty from my area here.
Right.
But I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Does open defecation also affect the environment?
Okay.
I would have loved to ask
him. Okay.
Ask Majako Dumi.
Right.
He's a fantastic man. I've met him. I've been to his park, and I love his advocacy.
Thank you very much. I'm happy you didn't go further to describe more about the open defecation. I think where he stopped is okay. So for what I measured while Mr. Majako Dumi was on, I used the air visual. Apparently you can also check it on their site and everything, because I'm sure people have their air monitors in different parts of Lagos, so they would use what people have to give it to you, you know. But you can buy one of theirs. It's not an advert for them. Just check it out anywhere online. Just Google. You might see any of those websites that have these things, as long as people have their monitors or monitors that those services can link up to be able to measure. Okay, in different parts of Lagos, they can put it on their website and give it to you. The air this morning in Lagos is very unhealthy. That is the bottom line. All right, it's very unhealthy. That is what it. 258 AQI and a PM2.5 of 208 is very unhealthy. And it's 41.6 times the WHO annual air quality guideline value. You know, so it's a bad situation. The thing about government is when government steps out to say, this is what is wrong. This is what is wrong. We need to fix it. You can't now go and bash government. That's why government needs to do the right thing, you know. Good morning.
Good morning, Kofi.
Welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
How was your weekend, though? This market woman.
Market woman, it was good. Thank you. How about yours?
Even though we want to blame ourselves in all these things about air pollution, it's little. You see the place we run to. To go and rest, to go and go to hospital. They make those law things to work there. Sometimes I sit down and weep for my country. Common light they cannot give us. Why? Why there is no light? Why the road is so dirty? Are they not the one to put them in places? Are they not the one?
All right.
There are many things that is wrong with those people that are ruling us, Kofi.
All right.
They are not doing the right thing. Even though we have 20%. They are the ones polluting this country. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Makeduman. Good to hear from you. Appreciate your time. I was saying the beautiful thing about what the Ministry of Environment or the Lagos State Environmental Protection Authority or agency has done is that when government steps forward to say this is a problem and we need to do something about it, you can't go and bash. That's why we always say government, be proactive. At least in terms of calling the attention of the public to it, they've been very proactive about that. And it's therefore difficult to to bash the Commissioner for Environment or the Governor in this regard. But we need to do something about it. So the next question will be, what are you, Mr. Commissioner Lasepa, going to do about the poor air quality in Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kofi.
Welcome. Who do we have, please?
This is Oboli from Ikorodu.
Mr. Oboli, are you noticing any difference in the air in your area, the atmosphere, even in your throat?
I can't even say this one I'm breathing in my area is positive. I don't know how to rate it anyway.
Yeah.
I remember growing up, my dad had flowers in his compound, you know, these trees and all that. So when you wake up in the morning, there's this serenity you feel. There's this complete freeness you feel, that freshness. So when I was getting married, we also sought the same kind of house. We got one in Ikorodu where I am presently.
All right.
So my chagrin, my landlord started cutting the trees so that he can make space for more buildings and everything. And ever since then, I won't say the air is as free or fresh as it was ever before. So we are like a product of what we do. We are the reason that we are not able to breathe this fresh air. Should I call it greed? Should I call it avarice? I don't know what to call it, but you are making spaces for more rooms, yet the air around you is not conducive or fit to breathing because of generator, vehicle fumes, exhaust fumes, and all that. So, Mr. Kofi, now we do ourselves.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, madam. Good to hear from you. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome. Kindly tell off the radio set where you are. Your name and your contribution, please.
Okay, this is Obayemi Emmanuel.
Welcome. Welcome, Mr. Emmanuel. Go on.
Thank you. We keep on blaming government. We refuse to blame ourselves. What about those who throw trash can and all that in the gutter? What happened to them? What are those who throw, even on the highway, you see them throwing empty plastic on the highway, and yet you still blame government? What about that? You see, there are so many things in this country wrong with the people. We should blame ourselves, not the government, because we are the government. Should blame ourselves.
All right.
And by the time, or if you caution some people, they take it on you and start, you know, fight.
All right.
So you don't blame government all the time. You blame ourselves. Let's correct ourselves first.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. Your time is up, sir. I appreciate your time, your call as well. Thank you very much. All right. Then this is, I just had to refresh it again. And whereas we have, you know, different parts of the city having different AQI, air quality index, okay? But generally speaking, Lagos this morning is not good. It's not good at all. So if you are an asthma patient, if you are, you have any respiratory sickness, today is not a good day for you to go out without a mask. That's the truth. All right, that's the truth. 99.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Please, your name and a contribution.
I am Christiana. I'm calling from Mota in Ogun State.
Christiana, good to hear from you.
Yeah, concerning the pollution and the weather, though so here it is cloudy, it's about 9, but the weather is cloudy, it's not bright. But come to talk of the issue of pollution, I think we ourselves, we have more to do on our side. Because here in Ota, where I live, you just see people, they gather their refuse, they bring it to the center of the road, and they are burning. And there are waste disposers that can pick all these things away from, but they don't want to do it. Just beside my house, there is a woman, almost on a daily basis, they burn and burn and burn. I've complained, but there is nothing I can do. I just leave them to it and pray that God will help. But I, on my own, have decided on no condition will I gather anything that I want to burn it, because it will affect me and affect every other person. I hope every other Nigerian will just do the right thing, and God will help us.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you for being descriptive as well. She said it looks cloudy in a part of Lagos. I mean, you might also notice, for those of you who are exposed to some of these very, very high levels of PM2.5, particulate matter, that you might have, you know, the respiratory diseases and all that will go up if care is not taken in the hospitals.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome. Good morning.
Am I on to
Nigeria Info?
99.3.
Yes. Yes, please go on.
Hello?
Yes, you are. Please go on, okay, very quickly.
Okay, I want my comment. I want to blame the government.
All right, when we come back from the news at 9, we'll look at, we'll do a raffle for the One Play lottery. All right, so please keep playing. You have some more time. Go to oneplay.ng. That's www.number1. That's the number one and the word play. Oneplay.ng. And you just might be one of those who walk home with 10,000 naira this morning. Click on the box, second box that has a Nigerian Full logo and says Nigerian Full Lagos 99.3. All the best of luck. But for the air quality, please protect yourself. This morning it's quite unhealthy. It's not good. Really, really not good at all. So what they're advising is that you try and avoid outdoor exercise. This, the quality of the air this morning, Lewis, is not just going to affect those who have pre-existing conditions. It's the general public who will be affected. For one, we'll commend the Lagos State Government and LASEPA, the Ministry of Environment, for putting out the information there. You know, because they're the ones that, guys, look, oh. But now, we're looking to them to do something about it. And we also, we have to change our habits, because now we pollute the environment now. I think what Sepa can do can also be coming on the radio, like coming on this program and talking to the people about the air quality. But what the experts are advising is that we all avoid outdoor exercise. We all wear masks outdoors today. We all close our windows to avoid dirty outdoor air. Last night I had to close my window at home because my wife has been coughing all weekend. And also run an air purifier, you know, at home. Run an air purifier. Keep the kids indoors. For schools, keep the kids indoors. Very, very important. There's a lot to talk about regarding this, but we don't have time. My name is Kofi Bartels. Good morning. Have yourself a great day.